Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. This is very interesting. I'm literally like my internet has been assaulted. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, right? Because we have been really talking about issues here on the program, and we've been talking about God, and we've been talking about a lot of. Here we go. All right, so. For some reason, we are not getting a call through. I don't know if there's some problem with my cell service or what exactly has gone on. But there it is. Hey, we're connected.
Now we're connected. Unfortunately, yeah. Not for the last 4 minutes.
It's okay. No. We're just going on air. So we're good. We're live right now. And folks, this is Al Rasuli. You can find his insightful articles at my website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, in the blog section. And you will be able to find him there. And welcome. Let me welcome you, Al. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, as usual.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, what we've allowed to happen in Afghanistan, what this president has done, and what I'm really focusing on here is this broader picture of how this reflects. Bo Bergdahl, I know you know that story, 5 Taliban generals released. These 5 generals are now running operations for the Taliban in Afghanistan. One of them was actually even at the table and is now the president, quote unquote, of Afghanistan. That was because of a backroom deal that was going on that the Taliban found out that Obama was doing a fast and furious with Stinger missiles, one of which hit one of our helicopters, didn't explode because it wasn't set right by the Taliban. They checked the serial number, discovered it was from a U.S. stockpile. And they were trying to cover that, and that's what Benghazi was about. This has been going on for a number of years, and the concept that Islam is not a threat, ignore Islam, anyone that says Islam is a threat is an Islamophobe, and needs to be silenced, how far down the rabbit hole are we, Al?
You're very far. You're really deep. I'll tell you why. It's very simple. The leadership in Europe and the leadership in America and most Christians have not absorbed the fact that Islam is fanatical. They are willing to die. And you cannot destroy them with guns and bombs. You cannot. You've got to kill them all. And as you know, this is not a possibility or even a desirable item.
Right.
I said many times on your show and other shows in America, you destroy Islam by destroying their belief system. For example, the minute you can prove to Muslims, and I'm talking about on television, by debating with imams and proving that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, it means that Islam is fraudulent, which means literally that all those Muslims, young men, who are willing to die in the name of Allah are being deceived. They will never go to heaven. They will never go to the females in Muhammad's whorehouse version of paradise because it never existed and doesn't exist. So the instant you can prove that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, all the jihadis will have to reassess their belief system. It's not a joke. It's really important.
And every Muslim is a jihadi because that's the sixth pillar. And I want to say to my audience here, this is important for us to think about. As a Christian, why do you share the gospel with your unsaved friends? Pause for a second and comprehend. Just say, why do I do that? Because why? Because you know that there is a heaven and a hell, and you love them. You love your non-believer friends, so you want to share the good news of the gospel. Now, they believe something, because every single person you will meet has a sense of core belief, their belief system that they live by. Even those that don't believe in Christ, they still have a belief system. Think about that for a minute. Islam is the same way. A Muslim has a belief system. What are you doing when you proselytize to your non-believing friends? You're trying to help them recognize that the belief system that they believe in is a false belief system, and that the only true belief system is Christ and Christianity and Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. It's no different. So we're not hating a Muslim by trying to do this. We're trying to prevent them from doing two things. Number one, destroy themselves and ultimately end up in hell. And number two, in doing that destruction, kill a lot of innocent people, like what happened at the airports in Kabul just yesterday, where we know now that 13 Marines were killed, children were killed, women were killed. We don't even know how many because we're not going to get a true number. Nobody's going to tell us the truth. But the reality is a lot of innocent people died yesterday, and it's all because of some Muslims believing lies that Al and I are trying to unwrap right now. How do we use their own book to make a Muslim? Let's role play for a minute. I'm a Muslim. Now I've never really read the Quran, but I was born a Muslim and my family's Muslim and I go and I listen and I don't really get it, but whatever he said, that's what I think. Talk to me.
Simple. If you are a Muslim and I'm debating with you, I will tell you that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible. And you will dare me to prove it. And
yeah.
I can prove it in 60 seconds.
Prove it.
Okay, I'll prove it to you. The first verse of the Quran, I said that on your show before. The first verse of the Quran says that Allah created humankind from a leech or from a blood clot. Well, this contradicts the Bible. It's only in the Bible that it says that God created humanity from the dust of the earth and breathe into them life. So how is it possible that Allah can be the same as the God of the Bible? It's impossible. You can't have a God contradicting himself. It's simple. It's not complicated. So what is he going to answer, this Muslim? How is he going to defend himself? He can't. It's impossible. And this is only one item. I have maybe 30 other items that I can quote from the Quran that contradict the God of the Bible completely. They are using I'm using their own belief system to destroy them with it. I'm not using it as a weapon of lies. It's a weapon of truth. I'm using truth to destroy them.
And so how do they believe, what does their book say about how Allah created the universes or the universe?
Well, if you read in the hadith, it's mind-boggling stupidity, absolutely mind-boggling stupidity. I will send you one article from this to show it to your people. That on such and such a day, God created such and such a thing, and such on Monday, he created this, and on Tuesday, he created this, and so on and so forth. It's not like in the Bible. Completely and utterly different and contradictory to the Bible. And if it contradicts the Bible, then Allah cannot be the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. It's that simple. It's not complicated. They tell you, and I said to the article, that Jesus did not die on the cross. A lookalike died on the cross. Well, that contradicts the Gospels completely. And yet Allah says that he revealed the Gospels to Jesus. Well, anybody who knows the Gospels, they were never revealed to Jesus. They were written 50 to 90 years after Jesus was dead and resurrected. So how is it possible that Allah is so knowledgeable and is wrong? He can't be knowledgeable and wrong. Either he's a God who knows or he's a stupid God he doesn't know. And Allah is a stupid God. Because he never existed. Every single letter, every single word, every single verse, every single chapter in the Quran was never revealed to Muhammad by any God called Allah or any angel called Jibreel. They are the product of Muhammad's imagination, the secretions of his warped mind, but very cleverly projected into the mouth, the unsuspecting mouth of Allah and Jibreel,
to
give them the aura of sanctity and divinity.
So talk to me
Nothing in the Quran was ever revealed by anybody.
There are a lot of Christians, Al, that say, oh, well, wait a minute. No. Really the founder of Islam was Ishmael. That Ishmael's really the one because, you know, he was the other son of Abraham. So that's the connection. We're connected to them through Ishmael. Can you unwind that, please?
Very simple. Ishmael appears only in the Hebrew Bible. It doesn't appear in the history of the Arabs. The Arabs before Muhammad never associated themselves with Ishmael or Abraham. Not one. If you read the history of the Arabs, the pagan Arabs, they had no connection whatsoever to Abraham or Ishmael. And yet the Quran says that Abraham and Ishmael came from Arabia. But anybody who knows the Bible knows that Abraham was born in Iraq, my country. And he traveled to Canaan, which is the promised land. And then he went to Hebron, which is also in the southern part of the Holy Land. Neither Abraham nor Ishmael ever set foot in Arabia. And they also tell you in the Quran that Abraham and Ishmael built the Kaaba. But the Kaaba is in Mecca, 800 miles away from Israel or the Holy Land. So how is that possible? I mean, if it is impossible and inconceivable, then Allah is a liar. And simply, Allah is not, as I said, Allah did not reveal anything.
Right.
It's Muhammad who is writing it. Muhammad, every revelation in the Quran is a made-to-order revelation.
All right, we'll be back. Hold that thought out. We'll be back. We're coming in right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen. Folks, this is so important for us to understand because I do believe, and I have heard prophetic words be spoken. My friend Kamal Saleem has given this prophetic word like, I don't know, gosh, 4 or 5 years ago. That and he runs it down in Scripture that the next move of God will involve the massive conversion of Muslims. Imams are having visions of, and Jesus Christ is showing up in their visions. How important are visions and dreams in the Islamic religion?
They are very important because if you remember the president of Iran, the previous one, he said he saw al-Mahdi, who is like the Messiah of Islam, of Shia Islam. So the visions are important. But forget about visions. The most destructive item in Islam is the Quran. Mm-hmm. Because that is the basis of their belief system. Americans and Europeans cannot comprehend how important is the fanaticism of Islam. It is a fanatical belief system. You cannot destroy it with guns and bullets. They are willing to die. You can't scare them. So when Biden is telling the Taliban, I will hunt you down, that is the most stupid thing to say. But he is a stupid leader anyway. Can you imagine since February of 2020 till yesterday, not a single American died. Not one. But now that he started the movement, more Americans will die. The blood on Biden's hand is unbelievably great. Not only of American blood, but he has caused the life and the destruction of people who are innocent. I keep hearing about how the military in Afghanistan, the Afghani military melted away. Well, they melted away when America left Bagram Air Force Base and stopped supporting them by air. You had 2,500 soldiers under Trump, and not a single American was killed while Trump was there. The military removed Bagram Air Force Base, and the Afghani army cannot function without air superiority.
Right.
That was it.
Right.
That was it. That's why they vanished. Not only this, they vanished also there as Muslims. They knew that the Afghan Taliban will murder every single one of them because they supported America. So the treason by Biden is not only to America as commander-in-chief, but to all the allies, the European allies who helped America. Willingly, they helped America.
Which is why the UK, put out an announcement basically questioning whether or not America was still capable under Biden of fulfilling its NATO obligations, which President Trump was making sure that America did their part and demanding that others contributed to that. And that was creating the world peace that we saw. And now Biden and his group have unwound that.
Correct. And the only reason Biden did it is out of spite, not out of intelligence. He just wanted to unwind and destroy every legacy of Donald Trump. Now, America, which was under Donald Trump, independent in gas and oil, now they are dependent again on the Arab oil. And Biden is begging them to produce more oil, and they refuse to do so.
Well, of course they do, because they're going to bring America to its knees. All right, we've got to run. Al Rasooli, you can follow him at my blog at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. My personal blog, I post Al Rasooli's article.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.